Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For me, I feel real concerns with this Yankees team. Now, it's not, oh, God, they're not going to make the playoffs. But when you're talking about holding this team to winning a World Series, that type of standard, we talked about this going into this weekend. I thought it was an important series. You can't lose two weekends in a row to the Red Sox, the division rival, and let them have some life. And we'll get to the Devers aspect in a second. Yankees played this weekend with their heads directly up their asses. An awful weekend, and maybe even more concerning than the lackadaisical play on the bases, not throwing to the right base, missing cutoff guys, all those different things with the Yankees. They continue to struggle offensively when the big guy, Aaron Judge, does not produce. He's 1-for-12. They can't score runs. They get swept in Boston.
I don't like what I saw this weekend. I mean, this is really the first time that the Yankees' fundamentals were atrocious. Yankees just, they were a mess on the bases. Now, the good thing is that's not who they are. The Yankees are, unlike last year's team with Torres and some other situations, the Yankees are surprisingly buttoned up this year. They catch the ball, and all the numbers reflect this, whether it's errors and all the other stats, which I won't waste time on. But just trust me, they catch the ball very well. And to me, the Yankees kind of are still who I thought they would be. Like, you go back to the conversations we had over the winter, and I never stamped this team a championship team. Number one, I didn't feel it. I thought they'd be a playoff team, but baseball's changed so much, and the interchangeable parts that, and really the ups and downs of a baseball season, I've learned a lesson. I no longer sound an alarm. Like, unless there was, if they were egregiously missing something, like if they had no bullpen or no starting pitching or just, you know.
Well, they had no offense this weekend.
It's also one weekend, and the Yankees are also. Well, okay, all right. Well, so let me get this straight. So is it more a combination of the 5-of-6 against the Red Sox? Because,
yeah.
Listen, so that's what you place the emphasis on.
Well, I mean, we were saying on Friday that you didn't think the division was a threat at all. All of a sudden, now they got three teams within 6.5 games of the Yankees.
Yeah, but
and
I'm not,
they played like crap.
Yeah, I give you that. The Yankees looked awful. But how do you take the Red Sox series when they just traded Devers? See, yeah. That's what's hard to do. I think that the Yankees right now are, put the Dodgers in a completely separate category. I think the Yankees are like probably 4, 5, 6 other teams. Mets are in this pile as well, but we'll do them later, who are really good. And when you watch them on certain nights, they look like they're a team that could win a championship. And if you tune it on the wrong night or the wrong weekend, which is what happened this weekend to the Yankees, then you look as if it can feel as if there's a multitude of problems, but I don't believe that there are. I think the Yankees are really good at a bad weekend.
Well, I think multitude of problems may be a little strong. I don't know how you can't be concerned about what you watched this weekend.
I just said they looked awful. I am. Like, they look bad.
They lost 5-of-6 to the Red Sox. Everybody's saying the Red Sox stink. The Yankees, big bad New York Yankees, can't let those 5-of-6. Hunter Dobbins, people were ripping a guy. Oh, he's a liar this, liar that. The old Yankees going to go out there and tattoo him. He shut him down twice in a row. That offense with all the numbers that you were giving me before the weekend, it was not there. Max Fried, their big bad ace, yeah, he does a good job. They still lose the game. Like, there are issues with the Yankees, not to mention the young guys. And you can say all the stats that you want about the defense. The Yankees aren't a buttoned up, clean, performing baseball team.
Yes, they are. And this weekend was the anomaly. They absolutely
and they
are.
Did
the Yankees catch the baseball well? Yes or no?
I mean, they're okay.
No, they're top 10. Do the Yankees run the bases well?
They do. You're looking at the. Did they run the bases well?
They were awful.
That you wouldn't see on a little league field this weekend.
Fundamentals were atrocious.
And how does that happen?
Well, it happens because you play 162 games. That's how it happens.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Sal. What's your biggest concern with the Yankees?
I think they have multiple issues.
But what's the biggest one?
I don't think their lineup is deep enough. Without Aaron Judge going nuts, and everybody could look at their Judge hitting 400, Judge OPS of 1,500, whatever it may be. Yeah, that's great. If he could sustain that from start to finish, and we've seen he never sustained it start to finish because finish would include October, Yankees have some problems. And when they're doing the little things like getting thrown out on the base pads multiple times, those are issues. I mean, the Yankees don't have a third baseman. DJ LeMay is still playing second base. Ben Rice, everybody's talking about Ben Rice being an absolute stud. All of a sudden, he's cooled off. Same thing with Grisham. All of a sudden, he's cooled off. Like, the Yankees offense, if Aaron Judge does not go nuts, has not been good enough. So that would be my number one concern.
Okay, so that's the biggest one. So how in the world is this team second in home runs, third in runs, and third in OPS? Yeah, I mean, Aaron Judge doesn't do this every single night.
Right.
Now, to your point.
Well, if you want to go by the stats, then let's not watch the games.
That's not how it works.
Well, but you're referencing the stats. I'm referencing a weekend where they got their asses kicked.
The stats are a roadmap to who you are. Now, there's also ups and downs. I'm telling you, I didn't like the weekend. Not good. I mean, we're going to go nuts over one weekend?
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't think it's applicable. I don't. I really don't. Like, have we not learned the lesson as baseball fans by now?
I guess.
Have we not learned that? Yeah. Like the
So should we just not talk about baseball until...
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Well, if we're just looking at the numbers, yeah, he's going to be fine. Not worried about it. A couple of gaffes on the base pass, even though it's embarrassing, like minor league level gaffes.
Name one other game where that happened this year. Yeah. It's the first time.
It happened three different times.
I understand that, which is why
they've had guys get picked off the base pass, BT. It's not the first time. It's called baseball.
Yeah. This weekend...
They got swept by the Red Sox.
...was an outlier.
Okay.
If the Yankees looked like this regularly, guess what? I would be screaming.
I understand. I'm surprised you're not screaming.
Because
you're a Yankee fan.
But I understand baseball and the ups and downs.
Oh, so I don't?
Did I say that?
I don't know if you do, if you watch that weekend.
Are you out of your mind? Honestly, are you out of your mind with this?
How are you not?
Are you out of your mind with this? So you, go ahead. Yeah, finish the thought.
No, the Yankees are fine. They're going to be great.
That's what I think.
Yeah, the stats say they're going to be great.
I think that the Yankees are one of the five or six best teams in baseball.
Right.
What's hard about that to understand?
I didn't say that they weren't.
But it doesn't seem like you understand.
Right.
Because everything that you're pointing to does not happen regularly.
Okay. But it happened this weekend.
Understood, which is why it was terrible.
Judge was 1-for-12.
It's atrocious.
Judge 1-for-12. That does happen in the postseason.
It also happens in baseball. I mean, you were sitting here last week, telling me about Soto. What do you go, 1-for-10?
Yeah.
It's baseball.
Okay.
It's baseball.
It's baseball. Dude, the Yankees just got swept by the Red. If you don't care about it, then I don't care about it.
No, Sal. Okay. I think that there are times to go nuts. I really do.
Nobody's going nuts.
I'm not saying you go nuts. Yeah. Not saying that. I think you get on the air, we get on the air, you lose 40-6, the Jets, like that is what you go nuts over. I don't go nuts over a baseball weekend. I don't, unless it's weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend.
Right. Then you'd have a bad team.
Well, then it wouldn't even be worth discussing. 100%. Now, if this trend continues, well, now the conversation goes, you got to make trades. They're not as good as I thought. It's one weekend. Now, by the way, I know it's two weekends against the Red Sox. Okay.
They're 8-11 against the AL East. Does that not bother you at all?
It doesn't make me happy. Okay. For sure. Of course not. It's not good.
Right. I'm trying to throw out a stat, maybe 8-11 against the AL East. That would not have you concerned?
Mildly.
Okay. So no biggie. Yankees get swept by the Red Sox, lose 5-6. No biggie.
See, I don't get wrapped up in the Yankee Red Sox like the rivalry. To me, the rivalry's basically dead.
And they did let them off the mat.
And then they traded their best player, which tells you that they have no interest in winning this year. Let's check back on the Red Sox in a month and see where they're at.
I mean, I agree.
Listen, Sal. Yeah. You have to look at at the apex of this rivalry with the Pedro stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's a 162 game, 15.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Brown fight. I don't take the Red Sox that seriously. Now, to me, there's two separate issues. If the Yankees look this way, and maybe this is just me, but that's fine. If the Yankees look this way against the Pirates or the Reds or a bad Orioles team, it doesn't, for me, have extra significance because they looked bad against the Red Sox. Now, if the Red Sox were an elite team, that would worry me a little more. They're an okay team. Yankees had a brutal weekend. You flush it. And you come back to, and really you come back and you do what you've been doing, what you've done most of the season. See, this is not five games in, or this is not a 3-9 start where we can say, or I would say, oh, geez. I mean, this might be who they are. Or the Yankees are 8-17. Oh, my God, you lost Soto and these are the moves you made. They look terrible. The Yankees have been a very good team this year, and they are. They're not perfect, but I got news for you. Outside of a healthy Dodgers team, I don't think anybody's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's perfect, but when you have a weekend that they did against their division rival, and we can minimize it all we want, it's certainly not what it was back in, whatever, the mid-2000s, or you want to go back later than that, sure. But the Red Sox were a dead team, and they have taken 5 of 6 from the Yankees, and the Yankees did not play by anywhere near a good brand of baseball this entire weekend. You want to throw in last weekend, you could as well. They showed that when Judge does not hit, which was always a big concern pre-Soto, that was a major thing. If Aaron Judge did not hit, the Yankees would not score runs. So that was a huge thing. And Judge has been hitting. He's having his best season this year. And when he went cold, and after that moment Friday night, which was a great moment, the game-tying home run off of Crochet, you're thinking, wow, this is going to be great. Look at Judge. And then he struggles. And he's human. Like, he's allowed to struggle. But you would expect somebody else to pick him up, and that just was not there. So now, am I concerned saying, like, oh, the Yankees think they're not making the postseason? No, but what I'm doing is reacting to what we've seen. If you want to go this weekend, you got to go 2 weekends in a row. If this were to the Mariners, would I be making a bigger deal? No, but now look at the AL East. The Yankees have struggled in their own division. Hard to win the division when you're under 500 against that same division. And they have a 3.5 game lead over the Rays who swept the Mets. And like you said, we could get into that. But the Yankees, 8-11 in the American League East, played with their heads up their rear ends all weekend long and did not muster any offense without Aaron Judge. Those would be things that would, you know, concerning. Somebody asked Aaron Boone about that, and he said, oh, I wouldn't be concerned about it. Okay, concerning maybe a little strong, but I certainly would be annoyed at my baseball team the way that they played this week.
Well, those are two different things. Being concerned and being annoyed are two very different things. I am annoyed. It was gross. That's why if you listen to the first thing out of my mouth, I said that was absolutely deplorable fundamentals. Yankees were a circus this weekend. It's 3 games.
BT at Sal on the Fan, or Fred's at Town Fair Tire reminds you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Tom is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Tom? Hey, Tom. Okay, Luigi is calling from White Plains. What's up, Luigi?
Good morning, boys. BT, Sal, how are you? How are you
good.
Guys feeling this morning?
What's up, buddy?
Listen, the Yankees just had a bad weekend. I agree with BT. We just got to forget about it. It sucks. We lost against Boston. It is 162 games. I know Sal likes to rev everybody up, BT, over there. Just keep them calm. Don't take it easy over there. We're going
to
be all right.
I don't need to rile anybody up. If you guys don't care about it, then we'll talk about something else. I mean, that's to me, it's not about riling anybody up. I'm a passionate sports fan. I watch a team play like that. I got to hold people accountable. That's just me. Now, we could be different fans. You could say, okay, well, it's no big deal. Yankees will be fine. That's fine. I come in on Monday. I want to react to that crap that I witnessed over the weekend. And to me, there are deeper concerns with that, with Judge and the Yankees offense being the way it's been. Now, look, maybe they go out there this week and roll right through all their opponents and put up monster numbers and all that stuff. Sure. But against the Red Sox, which was a series that I was looking to see how they played.
But why? Why, though?
Because I believe that the Red Sox were the biggest threat to them in the American League East.
Coming you still do without Devers?
Well, I mean.
But do you? Because that's part of the equation. Well, without Devers. Think about that.
It wasn't part of the equation.
Right now, though.
It wasn't part of the equation. So going into the season, Devers was here.
Yep.
And I expected the Red Sox to be the biggest threat to the Yankees in the American League. In the American League East. Going into last weekend, I wanted to see what the Red Sox could do because they were buried. And they took two out of three. All right, giving them a little bit of life. And then this weekend, more specifically, I really wanted to see after last weekend what this Red Sox team, the team that I believed in the American League East was more dangerous than anybody else. The Rays, the Blue Jays, the Orioles. So I wanted to see what they could do. And they swept them. Now, yeah, they traded Devers afterward, which obviously is not a good look, but what is that? So the Yankees get a win because they traded Devers? Like, that doesn't absolve the way that the Yankees played against what I believe to be their biggest threat in the American League East.
Well, by the way, you asked me about this on Friday, and think about Friday, my response. I don't know if you remember. Like, I was excited for the series. I want to see more baseball. I think at that point the Yankees were 17 over 500, which is their high water mark. But you even said... And I think you said, well, what if they lose two out of three? I'm like, yeah, that's a bad look, but I'm not going to go nuts. Now, I don't think that you followed up with what if they get swept. There is no
nobody
doubt.
Nobody was thinking that was going to happen.
Well, me neither. There is no doubt that getting swept, really by anybody, is a bad look. But the way they lost is not how they lose regularly.
But
they don't look like this often.
But Judge has not had this type of rut, especially in a spot where...
I hear you.
That, to me, is the biggest thing. Like, the base path thing is a problem. Or at least it was a problem this weekend. It's with young guys playing with their heads up their rear end, which to me would be like... I don't know how you could excuse that. It should never happen. It happened three different times with the Yankees. Just egregious errors on the base path. Okay, long baseball season, that happens. Three at once in the same weekend, that need to happen? No. But the Judge thing is a real issue. What if Judge doesn't hit 400 and hit, you know, have a 1,300 OPS? Yep.
Well, but that's why, listen, I think people were just kind of going along for the ride. I mean, people throw names at me. This came up last week, Ben Rice. I'm like, guys, Ben Rice really hasn't done anything since the first month of the season. Now, I think the Yankees, this is a conversation for a different day. I think the Yankees are going to be in the market to make a trade. Who, where, when, I don't know. But I never looked at this lineup as perfect. This is not a well-constructed team. We had the conversation. And by the way, Stanton's coming back, so that helps. But we had the conversation. The optimal Yankee lineup will probably never hit the field because of the defensive overlap here. So I don't think that there's anything. Well, again, if you're with me and you think that the base running was an anomaly, then that's one school of thought. If you don't, then that's a different discussion. But I didn't see anything this weekend that really surprises me except the base running, which I am okay to chalk up with as a brutal experience because that's not how the Yankees have been defined this year. They run the base as well, and they catch it better.
Jimmy's in Manalapan. What's up, Jimmy?
Good morning, gentlemen. I was at Fenway Park this weekend. My kids brought me. I'm a Sox fan, and I'm shocked that we traded Devers, but hopefully I think we're going to be – we got Alex Bregman coming back. He's out hurt, and hopefully our pitching and a little small ball will get us – I just want to get into the wild card. And from there, maybe the Yankees will –
Wild card? Wild? Why? Yeah. You giving up the division already?
Well, I'm six – you know what? I see the Yankees, and I watch a lot of baseball. If I could win the division, I would be thrilled. But I just want to get into the prom.
Yeah, but Jimmy, hold on. Yeah, if you don't get to the prom, there's no. I got you with that.
Right?
Hold on, Jim. That's a massive concession. I mean, even I'll say this. Now, I don't think the Red Sox are going to win the division here, but you took five out of six, and it's the middle of June. I know the Devers trade takes some steam out, but. I mean, this is something you should be saying in September when you're 70 games out of first place. Like, a wild card, that's a surprising target.
I think the best thing clearly to happen to the Yankees was the Devers trade. if not for that, then and I still feel like the Red Sox, now look, it's not a great trade, and who knows the ramifications of this. You can't trade your best offensive player and expect to, like, how can you be taken seriously? Which is, it's annoying to me that it happens right after they finally swept the Yankees, making their mark on the season. Finally, now you're going to trade Devers, so that doesn't make any sense. So I can see why you wouldn't take them seriously. But forget about that, because it shouldn't be about what other teams are doing. All that we talk about the Yankees this year is, well, the American League isn't that strong. Wow, who's really a threat to the Yankees? And we saw them go against the team, at least in my mind, and I know I wasn't alone. A lot of people, I think you too, BT, going into the year, thought the Red Sox could challenge.
I did.
And you see the Red Sox, the way that they played this weekend versus the way the Yankees did. Could it just be 5 of 6 games? Sure. Could it just be, all right, well, they have a rough record against the American League East for now? Sure. But to me, there were some concerns there that the Yankees need to clean up.
Concerns that they should clean up. Concerns I trust that they will. And concerns if they are not cleaned up, well, then my tone's going to change. Clean it up.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Just getting started on this Monday morning. We'll get to the Mets, who also got swept against the Rays. The Rays clobbered them this weekend. Of course, as the Mets get set to take on the Braves tomorrow night after an off day, we get the Knicks head coaching search continuing as well. Just getting started on this Monday morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.